This is Tom Hanks. Do you know an undiscovered musician who deserves a break? Well, we have an idea for them. NPR Music is holding a tiny desk contest to find one great unsigned musician to play the iconic Tiny Desk concert series and tour the United States with NPR Music. All you have to do is shoot a video of your musical act playing an original song behind a desk and submit it by January 29th. Learn more at npr.org/Tiny Desk Contest.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, a preview of some new releases coming up. We're very excited about this one. This is Café Tacuba. They've got an album coming out in the spring. We'll tell you about it, but let's hear this first. This is called Futuro.
Yo dije que sí. Ella dijo no. Al final no importa, es algo que Dios ya decidió. La muerte dijo sí.
La muerte dijo sí.
Yo digo que no. Si muerto en vida sobreviví.
Oh my God, can you tell I'm a big Café Tacuba fan? Can't wait for the record to come out. Again, that's called Futuro. They've got a record coming out in spring. And you know, we have someone else in the studio here who's also a big fan of Café Tacuba. We're joined this week by Alt Latino assistant producer Jessica Diaz Hurtado. She's joining us here in the studio. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Jessica is here at NPR on a fellowship, and she's going to be working with Alt Latino. But tell us a little bit more about the fellowship and what you're going to be doing here in the next month or two.
Sure. I'm on the Croc Fellowship. It's a year-long fellowship where I'm able to gain some skills on reporting and on radio journalism. And for the next couple of months, my second rotation is with Alt Latino, and I'm really excited.
We're especially excited to have you here because we already put you to work setting up shows. Great shows coming up in February and in March. Now, you brought this track in, and it shows that the band spans generations, okay? Because
oh, yeah.
I love this band. Tell us about what this album's going to be about.
So this album, it's supposed to come out in the spring, but the song Futuro, I really like it because I feel like it talks about that life isn't just black and white. The words are saying that, you know, death told me yes, life told me no. And so they're having a constant conversation with life. And in the music video, it's very beautiful because there's an illustration of black and white characters. And every time there's a zoom in, the colors kind of bleed out. So you can see it's not only black and white. And so it's very artistic and poetic.
Expect nothing less from these guys. These guys are pioneers, and they're still putting out great music. This record's going to be produced by Gustavo Santaolalla, who produced some of their very first records early on, and who's like the mega, mega, mega superstar producer. So very excited about that. And you can see the video on our website at npr.org/altlatino. We're going to continue with something that I brought in now. This is Annie Cordero. Her album's called Querido Mundo. And this is the first track on her album. It's called Corruption. The album has a lot of message to it, and this kicks it off in a very grand way. Check it out.
Corrupción está matando el pueblo, ya va desintegrando lo noble y lo bueno. Corrupción está matando el pueblo, ya va desintegrando lo noble y lo bueno. Corrupción está matando el pueblo, ya va desintegrando lo noble y lo bueno. Corrupción está matando al pueblo. Lleva la codicia. Logras todo con sobornos y te burlas de lo honesto. Justificas que les robes a los niños y a los pobres. Corrupción está matando el pueblo, ya va desintegrando lo noble y lo bueno. Corrupción está matando el pueblo, ya va desintegrando lo noble y lo bueno. Corrupción está matando el pueblo, ya va desintegrando lo noble y lo bueno. Corrupción está matando al pueblo.
Cordero with her track Corrupción. You know, she used to lead a band called Pistolera, and she's been out on her own for a couple of albums, and each record keeps getting better and better. Can't wait to hear the rest of this record. That's going to be released on February 24th. The album's called Querido Mundo.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear more from Annie Cordero. I really like the way the trumpets really carry the song out, and her voice is a very beautiful accompaniment to the song, and so I really like it.
Yeah, they used this Afro-Caribbean rhythm, and the album is mixed with a lot of different styles and a lot of different rhythms, but that song, it's an Afro-Caribbean rhythm, really drives the intensity of the track and the message of the song. Okay, now next up is the band that has one of my favorite names of all time, Chicano Batman. Now, these guys have been doing great out on the road, playing in front of audiences, not just Latin audiences, but all over and just different kinds of audiences. And this track is curiously called Friendship is a Small Boat in a Storm. Love these guys.
Open heart, so you share what's inside, thinking that all is said in confidence, but then you realize you're along for the ride, thinking that all is said in confidence. Yeah, you realize.
James Brown type idiot, yeah. Right there.
Very smooth.
When you watch the video on our website, you'll see three of the young women from the Mariachi Flor de Toloache singing background vocals in the video. It's a very cool video, nice little party video. Okay, Jessica has the next song, but before we do that, I have to tell you this story. Mm-hmm. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and as usual, there were a group of music writers and people who cover music, and we all were in the same place at the same time, and we wanted to take a picture, right? And it wasn't a selfie, so I turned around and asked this guy who was standing next to us. I said, hey, can you take this picture of us? And he's like, starts talking to me in Spanish, says, si, si, da, 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 and he takes the picture. And so once we were done with the picture, he hands me back my phone and he says, hey, we have a band, we're from Colombia, We have a band called Sistema Solar. I'm like, you're kidding. You guys are right here, right next to us. I knew about the band. We played the music on the show before. And we just followed up with Staying in Touch. And now they have a new record coming out.
Yes, they do. It's called Rumbo a Tierra. And I feel like this album really digs into their Afro-Caribbean electronic roots. And the song that I'm choosing from this record is called Somos la Tierra. And it means we are the earth. And it critiques the different mining projects that are happening in Tolima, Colombia.
La golosa gol salió a bailar. Hey! Una danza peligrosa. ¿Y dónde que se va a bailar?
¿Dónde?
En la mina la golosa. A ese baile no voy yo. Porque así nadie la goza, si la bailas tú o yo.
¿Por qué?
Nos vamos para el hoyo.
Peligrosa, la golosa, somos la tierra. La tierra hermosa, maravillosa, somos la tierra. Peligrosa, la golosa, somos la tierra. La tierra hermosa, maravillosa, somos la tierra.
Escúchalo. Protector de semillas.
Sistema.
Sepan ustedes lo que puede pasar con la mina La Colosa.
No vamos para hoyo.
Se va a aniquilar una gran reserva forestal.
Sí. No vamos para hoyo.
161 ríos que desaparecen.
Mira esa vaina.
No vamos para hoyo.
4 millones de kilos de cianuro por año. De litros de agua por hora. Para extraer menos de un gramo de oro por una tonelada de piedra. Se amenaza la soberanía alimentaria de Colombia. No repitamos lo que pasó en Perú con la mina de Yanacocha.
Peligrosa, la golosa, somos la tierra. La tierra hermosa, maravillosa, somos la tierra.
Pero quieres saber la
tela, somos la tierra.
Pero quieres saber la tela, pero quieres saber la tela, pero quieres saber la tela,
somos la tierra. Somos la tierra.
Quieres saberlo con la noche cae.
Somos la tierra.
Somos la tierra, tú ves.
No somos nada si la destruye.
Somos la tierra, tú ves.
No somos nada si la destruye.
Somos la tierra, tú ves.
No somos nada si la destruye.
Somos la tierra, tú ves.
No somos nada si la destruye.
De mi tierra, pa' mi tierra. Un saludo al maestro Carmelo Torres.
Somos la tierra.
Message music with the killer beat. That was Sistema Solar, Somos la Tierra. They are doing wonders for the electro cumbia thing, man.
And I have my own Sistema Solar story, actually. When I was living in Colombia, I was living right outside Santa Marta in Taganga, and I would always go to Barranquilla, and that's where they're based out of. And I was taking a bus, like a regular bus, and then one of the members was on the bus, like sitting like right across from us. And I was just like, I was telling my boyfriend, I'm like, is that John from Sistema Solar? And then he was like, I think so. And then I'm like, hey, do you know Sistema Solar? And then he was just like, I'm a part of it. I'm like, I knew it. And it was really cool because they're also really humble. Not only is their music like super dope and, you know, they explore a lot of different subjects and sounds, they're also very humble people and very open to like get to know other folks, get to know their music and other cultures too.
And I think it says a lot when they decide to stay, you know, in their home country rather than move either to Mexico City or the United States.
Yeah.
So that they can keep exploring their own music.
Exactly. And they have their own community projects that they work on too, which is really, really cool.
Sistema Solar, and the name of the album is Rumbo a Tierra. Okay, you get the next choice. What'd you bring?
I chose this song called Just Wanna Love You by Reverie. So Reverie, she's an underground rapper who was born and raised in Highland Park in LA. And she just dropped this song. Instead of rapping, she's singing. So she's kind of changing her sound a little bit. And this is called Just Wanna Love You.
Back to music in a second, but we want to remind you to check out one of NPR's other podcasts, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This week, they have a special surprise guest. You can find it on the NPR One app and at npr.org/podcast. Now, let's get back to the music. Jessica, bringing it, turning me on to a new artist. Thank you very much, man.
Yeah, she's definitely more sultry compared to her other music. Her other music is more like hardcore rap, so it's really interesting to see her kind of play with different sounds.
Since it's the first I've heard of her, I'll have to dig into her other stuff to make the comparison, because I really like this one. Yeah. Okay, what else did you bring?
I brought something from Gabriel Garzon Montano. He's a French-Colombian R&B producer and singer. And this song is called Crawl, and it's from his new debut album called Jardin, and it's set to release on January 27th.
A cactus, full bloom, work gloves for you. I'm a big red balloon. I love you. I bite you right through. What else to do? But kiss your boo boo. I want you. I act the dance. It's true, lapping up the whole damn thing. Love it when you sing. I need you.
like to dance, ooh. Baby, when you crawl around on me, me. And I thank you too, it's true. Laughing up the whole damn thing, love it when you sing.
Gabriel Garzon Montano with his track Crawl from the album Jardin. Something else to look forward to in January as we sit down this week on Alt Latino and look forward to January, February, and March and some new releases that are coming out. There is a ton of great music, so much stuff. We're very excited about it. Okay, Jessica, you keep bringing it. What'd you bring next?
All right, so I think you heard of Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Yes.
And they're coming out with a new album called The Navigator. The song that I chose is called Recon Beach. And I feel that this song really pulls at my heartstrings because she says lines like, they stole our neighbors, they stole our streets. And I feel like that really speaks to gentrification. And being away from the D.C. area, I'm originally from the D.C. area, for 8 years and coming back and seeing neighborhoods that I used to hang out in when I was like a teenager, just completely whole streets obliterated. Like the Tienda Latina that I used to get tamales at is not there anymore. It's literally just an apartment building or, you know, different spots, different chicken spots. Definitely chicken spots have been gentrified in the D.C. area. And so when I hear that line and when I hear her talk about how gentrification and segregation has affected this fictional city she called Recon Beach, I can really feel that, what she's saying.
Man built the railroad, man. Man made a record, put a needle to the groove. Man been up, oh man been down. Now man don't want no one around. First they stole our language, then they stole our names, then they stole the things that brought us fame. A solid price, it comes with my bones. Now all the politicians, they just squawk their mouths. They say we'll build a wall to keep them out. And all the poets were dying of a silence disease. So it happened quickly and with much ease. Well, you can take my life, but don't take my home. Baby, it's a solid price. It comes with my bones.
Thank you.
of the Riff Raff has made quite a name for itself in the indie rock scene, but the lead singer is actually Puerto Rican.
Yeah, her name is Alinda Segarra, and she was born and raised in the Bronx, but she's Puerto Rican. And actually, the band is based in New Orleans, so you can definitely hear that mix of sounds and that blend.
We're going to close the show with an album that's also coming out on March 10th. It's called Cubafonia, and it's the second album from the Cuban vocalist Daime Arocena. It's powerful. From one track to the next, I couldn't stop listening, and I had a really hard time deciding which track to play. Before we play it, I want to remind you that you can hear all the music that we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. Jessica Diaz Hurtado, thank you for joining us this week.
Thank you for having me.
And we look forward to hearing from you because we've already got a lot of great stuff lined up for February and March. And you can also hear Daime Arocena at a great Tiny Desk that we did recently. Just go to npr.org/music, enter her name in the search button, and her Tiny Desk concert will pop up. But for now, let's hear this new track. It's called Lo Que Fue. And the power of her voice is in the subtlety at the beginning and the way it explodes at the end. It's a perfect way to end this week's show featuring new music coming out in the spring. This has been Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This is Daime Arocena.
Nunca fue lo que fue, corazón. Todo fue lo que tú me dejaste. Cada beso en ti emana dolor, el dolor que en mi pecho grabaste. Pero al fin se acabó, tu recuerdo murió y la tristeza desapareció. Dale, ahora ya es muy tarde. Dale, yo sé que te entregaste. Miente sin ver. Fue lo que fue, corazón, todo fue lo que tú me dejaste. Cada beso en ti emana dolor, el dolor que en mi pecho grabaste. Pero al fin se acabó, tu recuerdo murió y la tristeza desapareció. Tristeza desapareció. ¡Qué risa me da! ¡Qué risa me da! ¡Qué risa me da! ¡Qué risa!
Qué risa.
Y yo te traigo el cariño de mi corazón.
Qué risa.
día.